get up.
Chris Fade is here.
Wake up. Get up.
Chris Fade.
If you don't know how long my hair is, it's very long.
Pretty Malik.
This is what I have to deal with. These are my two kids.
And Big Rossi.
You know, I can see your appeal. 6'4", handsome, good head of hair.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Are you ready to make some noise? 1, 2, 3, come on.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:03 Monday. Across the UAE. Good morning, Pretty Malik. Good morning.
Good morning. How good does it feel to say Monday?
It's so good. Good morning, Big Rossi.
Good morning. This is how it always should be. 4-day working weeks, please.
100%. Welcome to Virgin Radio 104.4. Are we ready to do this?
Yes.
Another week together. A short week as well, which we can't complain. Hope you had a beautiful Eid break. Good morning, Eddie. How you doing, man?
Brother, doing good.
You doing all right, mate? Had a good Eid break. Four days off there, mate.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right. Just chilled down, downtime with the family, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Where's nothing much to do.
Where's Nala? Is she there?
Oh, she's here.
She's there. Just making sure.
Cool. Good morning.
I'll be the first person to call anyone out if they're late.
Of course.
No, I'm here.
How are you? You went to one of my favorite restaurants in Dubai yesterday or the other day.
Yes, I did, and it was so good.
What's it called?
Gunaydin, right?
Yep.
Gunaydin, Turkish restaurant at Dubai Mall, just near Dubai Mall, if you get a chance.
Oh.
Just, I think, in the Souk El Bahar area towards the end.
It's so good. We go to the branch in Turkey, so it's really good.
You're half Turkish, right?
Yes.
That's where Salt Bay learnt how to cook his meat at Gunaydin. Gunaydin?
Gunaydin.
What does it mean? What does Gunaydin mean?
Gunaydin means good morning.
Oh, really?
Sounds like good night.
Yeah. But I'm having full on steaks and chicken.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, I'm glad we're all back together. Yeah, another short week. August 3rd, 2020. Can you believe it? We left in July and we're back here in August now.
Yeah.
Already halfway through August.
Nearly there. I have to say happy Rakhi today.
Happy Rakhi.
Which is Raksha Bandhan, which is celebrated in North India. It's between sisters and brothers. Today is the day you find out if you're being friend-zoned or if you still have a chance. That's what they say. Because if a girl comes up to you and says, happy Rakhi, brother, sorry, buddy.
That means that you're not interested in me.
It's not going to happen.
As a relationship, just as a friend.
You're just going to be a brother.
That explains why my best man, Rakhi, has not found a partner.
Rocky's been rocked.
Yeah, he's there. It is 53. Still hasn't found anyone.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm glad you're here hanging out with us as well. No matter what you're doing, maybe on the way to work right now, on the way to the gym, tired, wishing you had that sleep in again, the alarm off. Well, we've got to get back to work, right? But just be grateful that we get off on Thursday. So we've got 4 days to go together.
Yeah.
What a show we got planned for you. Arnold Schwarzenegger motivates us all, especially Big Rossi.
Yeah.
We've got gossip coming up. Ellen DeGeneres in big, big trouble.
Lots to do. Lots going on with that. She's
in big trouble. I went scuba diving, but something went wrong. All right. Something did go wrong, which I'll tell you about. We've got your pop quiz coming up at 7:10. 10,000 dirhams cash. It could be yours. And then the big one.
Don't forget.
Your chance to win a brand new home. Yeah, rent free for a year.
Woo!
At home in Dubai. This is your chance. We're flying at 8 this morning. You're going to hear some celebrity laughs. If you can guess them, you literally will win an apartment free for a year. Rent free for a year. That would be amazing, right?
Yeah.
It's all kicking off right now. Let's see if anyone's up and about right now. Are you? Do you want to call us? How you feeling? Give us a call right now. Tell us what you're up to and what you're doing right now. That's all I care about. Maybe how your long weekend was, how you're feeling right now. Here's the number to call us on. 04871 5544.
Waking you up
every morning.
Get up! The Chris Fade Show's awake at 6:08.
Awake at 6:08. Wake up. Wake up.
Yeah, we're just finding out what you're up to right now. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Now, Karen, where are you? Tell us what's going on.
I'm actually at Jebel Jais this now.
You're at Jebel Jais right now?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm taking the dog for an early morning hike.
Oh, my gosh. Did the dog want to go?
No, he's not feeling too well in the car, actually.
Is he?
No.
Dog's like, hey, yo, we just had a long weekend, Mom. Can we just not relax? Can we not just chill? So, I mean, do you live around the area or you've driven up there?
No, I live in Dubai, so we've just driven up. We've been about an hour and a half in the car.
Good on you. Is it just you and the dog?
Yeah, he's only 5 months, so he's got, like, a lot of energy. So I wanted to take him, you know, like, early for a hike.
What type of dog is he?
And He is a rescue and he's a cross between a lab and a Saluki.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful dog. Yeah, they get a lot of energy, right? Well, yeah, good on you. Yeah. Look at you. Listen, you know you're not supposed to go hiking alone, though. You got someone with you, do you know where you're going?
Yeah, I know where I'm going. I've already done the trail before, and it's like, it's signposted. I won't get lost, and it's only like 1.5 hours.
You got your phone on you?
Yes.
Water?
Got your water?
I've got everything. I'm totally organized, so okay. It'll be a good day.
You know why? The only reason why I say this is because my brother went hiking with 4 of his mates in Australia. They got lost. Yeah. So they got to the point where they had the fly in the helicopter to come find them. And it was like...
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no, it's okay. I won't be doing that.
Okay. Yeah, but no, hold on. They didn't think they were doing that either. That's the thing. When you go hiking sometimes, you know, they took one wrong turn.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to spoil your morning here, Karen.
Here's a great way to start your hike,
Karen. I don't want
to
be freaking you out, but they took one wrong turn and then spent 24 hours sleeping in the Australian bush at about 2 degrees. Nearly hypothermia kicked in for my brother. And, they had to send in the rescue helicopters. They made the news, which was fantastic. And for about 14 hours, we as a family were freaking out.
Well, Chris, I've never actually been in a helicopter, so...
it's a way that you can... Karen's like, I'm going to get lost here just so I can get a free helicopter ride.
Wow. Well, have a great hike, Karen, after all that.
Good on you. I mean, no, I think it's amazing that she, the fact that you've driven out...
It's awesome.
On a Monday. Obviously, you're on holidays, or what's happening here?
Oh, no, I lost my job. So okay. I am trying to just make the most of that.
Aww. Great attitude, Karen. Yeah. Great attitude. Honestly, that is rather than sleeping until 10 o'clock and just be like, I've got no life right now. You're up and about.
Yeah, you get into a bad routine if you just like start sleeping late and getting up later. It's not good.
What did you do for work?
I was in digital marketing.
Okay.
And then, the whole company, we all lost our jobs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Horrible times. In digital marketing as well. Digital marketing sort of picked up right now. I'm interested.
Yeah. Yeah, it has actually, because there was nothing really going on for a few months because, with like all the ads agencies and all the ad budgets stopped for a while.
Right.
There was no hiring, but I've started to see like a little bit of a spike. So, fingers crossed.
All right. We'll get back out there. Good on you. Keep that attitude up. What's the dog's name?
It's Yoko.
Yoko and Karen out for a walk. Jubble Jace. Take care, have fun, and enjoy the beautiful weather, okay?
Thanks. Have a nice day.
Bye, Karen. Love that. Imagine, like, that is just attitude right there.
That's
I like
good.
That.
Yeah. Hollywood.
Stars. Pretty Malik's gossip. All right. It's juicy. We are talking Ellen DeGeneres, but first, what have you got?
Bollywood legend Amitabh Bachchan tested negative for COVID-19. Great news. He has now been discharged from the hospital in Mumbai. He's currently in isolation at his home. His son Abhishek Bachchan remains hospitalized. He has not tested negative yet. Both of them were taken to the hospital with the coronavirus on July 11th. Ashraya Rai and Abhishek's daughter, they've also tested negative.
So. Great news.
Yeah.
I feel like we're understanding this virus. I was watching a doco on it, or a news article, really, that we're understanding the virus a little bit better these days. They're understanding how to tackle it a little bit easier. Still very serious, and we've got to watch out for it. But I like that we're hearing about these celebs, older as well.
Yeah, he's a lot older. So,
recovering from this virus, which is a good sign. So keep your social distancing, keep your masks on, and do what you got to do. But great news for the Bachchan family. We move on to Ellen DeGeneres. Now, this is obviously, it's a scandal. Is it right? Is it true? Is it real? But celeb after celeb is coming out. What is the latest?
Okay, so last week I told you that basically Warner Media launched an internal investigation into the Ellen DeGeneres show following allegations of toxic behavior at the workplace. Now, this was mostly directed at the executive producers, not directly at Ellen, but what they're saying is Ellen knew but turned a blind eye to the whole situation. Now she has finally sent a memo to her staff saying, on day one of our show, I told everyone in our first meeting that the Ellen DeGeneres show would be a place of happiness. Obviously, something changed, and I'm disappointed to learn that this has not been the case. For that, I'm sorry. Anyone who knows me knows it's the opposite of what I believe and what I hope for our show. Now, there are rumors of cancellations looming, saying that James Corden is going to be taking over the show. As far as we know, exec producer Andy Lassner, who's on the show a lot, tweeted out saying nobody's going off the air.
If James Corden took over the show, would it still be called Ellen?
No.
I mean, it's such a hard one, right? It's such a hard one to look at. Obviously, celebs have coming out, guests are coming out, old employees have been coming out.
Current employees.
And it's not like it's like one or two. There's hundreds. So there's obviously something wrong in the workplace there.
Yeah.
Is it Ellen's fault personally? Probably not. She's the host. Yes, it's got her name on it. But you don't know what she may...
What they're saying is she knew, because it's her executive producers, which is very close to her, but it was kind of like, it's not my problem, you deal with it sort of situation. You know, like, I'm not...
I mean, I understand, she's a busy woman. She's one of the most famous women in the world. Is she turning a blind eye or just realizing that it's not her role? I don't know, but it's not cool for Ellen. We love Ellen. She's done so much good for this world. She's given people laughs and changed people's lives, and... You know, it's just unfortunate that has happened, right?
Yeah, we're just going to have to wait to see what the investigation brings out as well.
Finally, The Weeknd is performing this weekend. How, what, where?
It's on TikTok.
Oh.
It's an augmented reality concert that's going to be happening on TikTok this weekend. Unless Trump bans it, he's not going to ban it. He'll be performing tracks from his latest album, After Hours. The concert's also going to raise money for the Equal Justice Initiative, which aims to end racial inequality, which is cool. And TikTok is going to match the donations. So if you want to watch it, though. So it's August 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern, which is Saturday, our time, 4 a.m.
Oh, awesome. I'll wake up.
So if you're really into The Weeknd, wake up early and catch the concert on TikTok.
There it is, live on TikTok. That's a first, isn't it?
Yeah,
that is
cool.
A first.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Pretty Mullet. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Talking about The Weeknd, here he is, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights at 6:30. Thankfully, here on The Chris Fade Show, it's nothing like The Ellen Show. All right, we're always...
Yeah.
Happy and smiling.
Yes, we are.
Aren't we, guys?
Yes.
Yes, yes, we are.
So everyone say yes, we're happy.
We're happy.
Yep. Yes, we're happy.
We've just sent a picture to our group here, and we're going to post this on Instagram. It's of a kookaburra.
Wow.
Which is an Australian bird.
Mm.
Or do you see a goat looking at you?
I see a goat.
I cannot see this goat looking at me. Can we throw this up on Instagram? Go to Chris Fade Show on Instagram in a moment here. That is a... Do you know, have you guys ever heard of a kookaburra, or is it just
I've
me?
I've heard the name, but I would have no idea how to pick it out of a group of birds.
You want to hear the song that we sung growing up?
Okay.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree, Mary, Mary, in the bushes.
Where are the rest of the words?
Love, kookaburra, love, kookaburra gay, your life must be. He's happy.
Okay.
We should sing that. And that's a kookaburra sound like this. Ready?
Oh my gosh.
Beautiful.
They laugh. I fed one actually over the weekend.
Oh.
Green Planet.
Green Planet.
Man. You've taken the kids.
It's brilliant, yeah.
Green Planet.
Love it.
Unbelievable. We were little zookeepers for the weekend.
Yeah.
We were feeding animals that I had no idea. Sloths and kookaburras. And
tell you what, that sloth's awake a lot for a sloth, isn't it?
It's just, because
I've seen it. Like, every time I've seen it, it's been awake.
What a unique animal the sloth
is.
So
it's weird, but just amazing.
And I fed bats, man. I fed bats. Do you know every country in the world has bats except Antarctica? I learned all this whilst I was at the Green Planet.
Wow.
So I held little bananas up, and these little bats, and they've got a bad rap. Like, everyone, they've been given a bad rap. They're
especially
not bad.
Especially this
year. Yeah, this is not the year for bats.
They're not having a good 2020.
But if you get a chance, go to Green Planet. It's so educational for the kids. So is this a cooker? Where is the goat looking
look,
at me?
Look, look, there's look, the look, ear look, there.
Look.
There's the ear. There's his eye. Look, he's looking down that way.
Look, this is the face.
There's
this
his
is
mouth.
The face. This is the mouth. And that's the ear. This is the ear.
He's looking like that.
Where is the goat's eye?
Here, look, this.
He's looking. Can't he see it?
A goat.
There's his mouth.
Is it going up? Is it up on Instagram? Have we put it up? Okay.
There's its mouth.
Go to Chris Fade Show on Instagram, KRIS, Chris Fade Show. I only see a bird, a kookaburra, with its beak facing up in the air.
Nah, I see the goat.
You can see the bird as well, though, pretty.
Yeah, I see the bird.
But what goat? I can...
Look at me.
Is this head?
Look at me. That's the ear. This right here is the ear.
Okay.
There's the eye.
Yep.
Okay, and that's, like, look at it as a smile.
It's looking sideways.
Like, looking over its shoulder.
Are you guys playing a game?
No, I'm serious!
This is a prank.
No, I'm serious!
If anything, it looks like a rabbit.
No!
You can't see it.
A goat.
You seriously can't
so what is the body got anything to do with
no,
it?
No, no, body.
No, no. Just look at like this.
Oh, I just saw it.
You saw it, right?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Just look at the face. Just look at the face. Is it up on the feed?
Yeah, it's. Did you put it on the feed? Is it on the main page? Yeah, yeah, it's on the main page.
Oh, nice.
But it's so not goat-like.
It is once right. Once you see it.
Go
though.
Check out the picture. Tell me what you see. Comment what you see. If you I don't know. I'm definitely seeing kookaburra here. Kookaburra sits in the old.
Virgin garden. Radio traffic and weather together.
Traffic.
You know those things.
Yeah. Are they deadly?
They're not deadly. It's just that like kookaburras like because they eat like they get they'll eat meat. They'll eat these. They eat little worms, but they'll eat like meat. They'll come at you. They feel like you know. You're,
really?
Yeah, yeah. They will.
Well, that's fun.
Do you have magpies? Do you know magpies like crows?
Again, oh crows, yes. Yeah.
Like magpies, renowned. Black and white.
You want to know how a magpie sounds?
No. Why does it sound like a seal or it's, something?
Yeah, they'd swoop down. Are you riding your bike as a kid? They would swoop down and take hair from your head because they're collecting it for their nest.
What? Yeah.
You have to wear your hat backwards. If you wear your hat backwards while you ride your bike, they won't steal from you because if you make eye contact with the birds, they won't come at you. This is how you grow up in Australia. You have to
oh
do
my
this.
Gosh.
Yeah, because they'll swoop and hit your head. I remember going down my street one day and two of them were just like smashing my head. And then I had to turn my hat backwards. I forgot that I hadn't put hat backwards and they stopped.
Pretty. But you'd love to live in Oz, wouldn't you?
Land down under.
Land down under. Oh.
Well, first of all, Rossi, I got to applaud you because if you haven't followed Rossi's fitness journey, he was he had none. And then he got super fit for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Did a marathon and all. Mm. You couldn't get him out of a gym. Because of this COVID-19 situation, for the last 6 months, he's done absolutely nothing.
Is it 6 months already?
Yeah, close to 6 months, man.
Yeah.
This sort of hit late Feb, early March was the first sort of sign. So March, April, May, June, July. Mm. Yeah, 6 months. So we've been trying to push him into going to the gym. Been trying to get him fit because I know that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, he's done none of it. Up until this weekend, I saw on the gram, you went back to a gym and you did a half marathon on a rowing machine. He did it.
Yeah. It was horrible. Don't do it.
Why did you start off with a half marathon on a rowing machine?
I don't know.
Going easy.
I just got challenged to it. But, it was tough. There's a real quiet gym just next to the gym that I'm planning to go to. It's getting built, so we're use this like quiet gym there.
Mm.
And we went in there and I did 21 kilometers on a row machine.
It's hard, mate. 21. How long did that take?
It's not as bad as you think.
No, it's bad. How long?
It took 100 minutes. But like, it's not, you know, it's not like
1 hour.
1.5 hours on a rowing machine. More than 1.5 hours.
Yeah, but it's not like it's not out of breath. Style.
I know, but isn't your back and your legs sore?
Kills, yeah.
You did the amount of movements that you would have done on your back and your knees bending back and forth.
Yeah, it was like it was horrible.
You would have done one stroke every second or nah, every 2 seconds. I'm just doing some calculations.
Yeah,
yeah, go for it.
Because I mean, you're not a young lad anymore, mate.
I know.
So it was 60 seconds in a minute.
Yes, correct. Good
Let's
job,
say
Chris.
That he did 30 strokes a minute.
Okay.
Okay, so 30 times
100.
100. No.
Yeah, because he did 100 minutes.
30 a minute. That's 3,000 strokes he only did then. So you did 3,000 back and forths. Seems like it would have been more than that. I guess not. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's good, though. You can do it. You should do it, Chris. Have you got a rowing machine in your
house?
No. It's not as bad as you think, like, for...
Wait, 1 minute you're saying it's horrible. 1 minute you're saying it's not as bad as you think. Which one is it?
As in, like, you're not, like, out of breath.
You're not, like, gonna vomit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dripping, like...
I mean, I was taking it easy, like, going quite slow and steady to get it done.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
I could have pushed myself a bit more, but...
Well done, though. Really well done. Really well done.
What got you to do that? Because Chris here has been trying so hard for the past few months to get you back into fitness.
I know, I can't do it.
Because you loved it.
I can't do any of that. I can't get him fit in it. But all of a sudden, he was there, and I thought to myself, oh, good on him. What got you fit?
Arnold.
Here's the top YouTube result.
Oh,
what is that?
I don't know. Arnold. Arnold who? Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I came across a clip of his on YouTube the other day, and it was just really inspiring. Like, he was teaching this young lady how to work out. It was really good.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Like, is this what I'm going to press play on right now?
Well, there's two clips there, yeah, of Arnold. He's really inspired me to get going again.
All right, let's have a listen. This is what got Rossi back into the gym.
Barbell curls develops and strengthens the bicep. Now, you women don't have to be afraid of this exercise. I guarantee you will not get arms like mine. Okay, give me two more. Come on. And exhale. And exhale. Very good. Now, immediately after biceps, we work the back of the arm by doing triceps extensions behind the neck. Now, this is a great exercise, especially for women. This exercise will firm the back of the arm, which is the first place where women develop this flabbiness.
Develop what?
Flabbiness.
Flabbiness, ladies. Back of the arms.
Keep your elbows together. Come all the way down, even further.
So this is what got you inspired?
Well, that one, and there's another one as well, yeah.
Just from 1987, it sounds like.
Yeah.
The greatest feeling you can get in a gym, or the most satisfying feeling you can get in a gym, is the pump. Let's say you train your biceps. Blood is rushing into your muscles, and that's what we call the pump.
The pump.
Your muscles get a really tight feeling, like your skin is going to explode any minute. You know, it's really tight. It's like somebody blowing air into your muscle. It just blows up, and it feels different. It feels fantastic. The body is not used to maybe the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th rep with a certain weight. So that makes the body grow then, going through this pain barrier, experiencing pain in your muscles and aching and just
thinking. Well, no matter what got you motivated, well done, Big Rossi.
Thank you.
If it took Arnold telling you to get the pump, you definitely got the pump.
I think this is it. I'm going to get the pump.
You're going to get more of the pump?
Yeah, that's
today?
It.
Today as well?
I think so.
All right, there it is, guys. Get motivated. And if you need help, go to Google and go YouTube 1987 Arnold Schwarzenegger video.
Pumping iron.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'm listening to the Chris Page Show on Virgin Radio Dubai. Goodbye, Dubai.
So, a man has won the lotto. $5 million US dollars.
How much money?
How did he do it?
Tell me.
He strategically did it.
Okay, how?
After
how can there be strategy?
Well, listen
in
to this. Listen to this. Okay. Ready? After around 40 stores and 4 hours of searching, a man from North Carolina in America won the $5 million scratchy.
Crazy.
Kevin Clark of North Carolina played a hunch and went on a journey to find the last top prize of $5 million mega cash scratch off game.
Wow.
Clark spent 4 hours going from every store in the city, buying every single $20 mega cash ticket, until he finally found the winner at the stop and go.
So how much did he spend? He must have spent so much money looking. I mean, he got $5 million in the end. But
$20 a go, right?
He said, I scanned it with my phone, and it told me to go see the cashier.
Right.
He said, so I scratched it off, and when I scratched it off, I couldn't believe it. I started shaking, and then I cried. Clark claimed the prize on Monday, opting to take the lump sum of $3 million rather than $5 million spread over 10 years. So again, it's one of those things he got the option of taking $3 million and you get it in cash right up front.
Yeah.
Right. Or you get the $5 million, but it's actually spread over 10 years.
Yeah.
After taxes, Clark went home with $2.1 million. That's not bad. So basically, the area that he lives in said that there was one more ticket up for grabs that hadn't been claimed. It's still in there. So they were promoting this. They were promoting that there was one more scratchy available with the big prize. So what did he do?
He just bought all of them.
He just went and bought all of them. So he's got the money to do so.
Yeah.
Smart.
I mean, I'm not going to condone doing this, but hey.
Hey,
at least he
won.
Had a strategy. He's now got $2.1 million in his pocket. Woo. I know you want the cash, and we've got it next. Maybe not that much.
Yeah.
Short week, which is fantastic. Hope you enjoyed a gorgeous long weekend. What'd you guys? Did anyone do anything interesting?
You cooked for me.
Pretty came around. Yes, I cooked. Did you like? Oh, how good
it was!
So good.
So it was Jeff. It was Jeff and Chris in the kitchen, and Brianna and I chilling with the kids.
Good way to be, though, isn't it?
I made a white sauce Alfredo pasta.
Very nice.
Made a red sauce, bit of fish.
You made it from hand, the sauce.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. White sauce is so easy to make. Can I just tell you my white sauce recipe, guys?
Oh, do you want to give the secret out?
Yeah, I'll give it out, guys. And I, you know, pretty easy to do, by the way.
Go on, then. Can't wait.
Someone is going to be having a white pasta sauce tonight because of this conversation.
Yes, 100%.
Finally chop an onion, a white onion, okay? White onion, really small. Chop it. 3 cloves of garlic, chop it.
A
little bit of olive oil, let it sizzle. Just let that sizzle. Oh, smell that.
Yeah,
okay. Get a handful of finely chopped parsley. Throw that in. Okay. Now get this is where it gets interesting. Get literally a fist size full of butter.
Right.
Ooh. Fist size butter. Throw it in. Chop up some mushroom finely. Get a bit of turkey bacon or chicken, whatever you're into. Chop it up. Throw it in. You got that butter. You got that salt. That garlic. Everything. Some rock salt. A little bit of pepper, all right? Then I just had a little smidgen of oregano.
Right.
Now the smell there is just, you could just eat it like that. But then you go get the cooking cream, put half a cup or a cup of cooking cream into that.
I was wondering where the cream was.
Yeah, the cream, just pour that in. Let that sit on low for about 10 to 12 minutes. That right there is the best white simple sauce. And it went. I mean, everyone was doing the red sauce got left. The red sauce was
everyone
like, hey, what about me?
Everyone wanted the white sauce.
You know, and that white sauce, oh, man.
Delicious.
It's so good. But thanks for coming around. I'm glad you came around.
Well,
kids always get happy when Auntie Pretty comes around and Uncle Jeff.
Because they get to do 500 TikTok dances
with
no stopping.
I know. That's what it was. Everyone was learning TikTok. I'm like, guys, no more TikTok. 104.4 live, The Chris Fade Show. Hello, hello, hello. You said you fell in love with your wife all over again, did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's got the music to this story.
We went away for the weekend.
Did you win?
Just this weekend, we went away. And
yeah, you did. I saw that. You stayed at the Atlantis.
Yeah, paid for it as well, but I got a good deal on it.
You know, most people pay for things, right?
Yeah. Like, if Rossi pays for something, he tells everyone that he paid for it.
Like, it's normal to pay for things.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I should have to pay for it, though.
Why?
Entitled!
Karen, whatever, Karen. Nah, I paid for it. It was good. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. It was money well spent. And let me tell you, we rekindled.
Really? Like, what? You had another baby coming?
No, no. I had memories of our first date. It was beautiful.
Why?
Do you remember the first date I told you about that? I went with Liz and we went to watch Russell Peters.
Correct.
There was a Tim Hortons stand there giving away free donuts. Liz got the donuts and she put them in her bag and saved them for later. And I thought to myself,
oh,
I'm going to marry this woman.
Yeah.
She's saving me money.
Because she took the donuts and put them in her bag, so when you were at the show,
we were just eating the donuts, which
smart
were free.
Woman.
You didn't have to spend like the ridiculous charge that they spend for, like, you know, 35 dirhams for a coffee. So you thought, this is your woman.
Well, yeah, we got rekindled again this weekend because we were down at the breakfast buffet in the Atlantis. And on the table there, I think that you're actually allowed to do this. There's doggy bags there.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she just filled up the doggy bag. And she put it in a bag. She had sandwiches, fruit. We had everything. And we didn't pay for another meal for the whole day.
Oh,
it was great. Oh, yeah, let me tell you.
Did that really just sort of spark it for you and you thought, I gotta get Liz home?
Just memories of the first night. It was beautiful. We went back to the room and we got on the bed and we just sat there eating the donuts. Best night of my life.
Where were the kids?
In the bed next to us. Sofa bed. Yeah, we just sat there. We just ate those donuts, let me tell you.
Good on her. She knows the way to a man's heart, your heart,
exactly.
That is through saving him money and getting him free food.
Free food always gets Big Rossi.
Let me tell you, Liz, I love you, baby. I love you so much.
Liz, I love you too. I love you so much. Couple of messages are coming saying, Rossi, those doggy bags aren't to put food in. They're to put your masks in.
What do you mean? Like disposable?
No, because you're not supposed to leave your mask out on like the table, right? You're
right.
supposed to put it into a sealed
bag.
So
your wifey's just taken the food. She's stolen the food.
Well, hold on. Like, she thought it was okay to do that. So she was doing it in front of the waiter and everything. Well, the doggy bags are there. So let's just fill it up.
She does. They probably were just like, wow, we've never seen anyone do that. And they just let her be.
She does.
I reckon loads of people do that.
Can I tell you, though, going out and going to different cafes and restaurants, and there are some amazing places.
Yeah.
I went to Nakheel Mall.
Yeah.
Do you have to say Nakheel? Like, I'm trying to be that Arab. Like, is it Nakheel or Nakheel? The right Arab way would be Nakheel.
Nakheel, yeah.
Yeah, Nakheel. I've got to get my Lebanese roots out there, you know? Rossi, you say it.
Nakheel.
Yeah, see, he's on it.
Now, Liverpool and Arabs are quite similar.
Why?
Because they're...
Are they?
I'm working later.
Oh.
I'm working later.
I'm working.
Nakheel Mall. There's a food hall there. Unbelievable. There was such a vibe. Everyone was practicing social distancing. It was so good. Like, I was like, it was the first weekend that I'd gone somewhere, and I'm like, well, this is a bit of normality. I feel like we're okay.
Yeah.
Everyone was sitting in their little spots, and everyone had their masks on when they weren't sitting in their seats. And I thought to myself, this is great. But I thought of an idea. I don't know how we do it. Pretty, you might be able to help with this.
Me?
No one knows when you go out where to put your masks when you're at a cafe or a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with your mask? Do you take a little sandwich bag and put the mask in there? I've seen a lot of people do that.
So I was reading about, like, the proper way to keep your masks, and they were saying that when you take it off, you shouldn't just leave it out.
Of course, you don't want to put it on the table or anything, because then you're putting it...
So, like, I normally will carry, like a little baggie where I just put my mask into, close it up when I don't need it, and then when I put it on, I take it out of that little baggie.
I thought this... Ladies at certain restaurants or cafes, don't they give you little hooks that you put on the side of a table?
Yeah.
I'd like that. I'd like cafes and restaurants just to think about that. Put a little hook under the table.
Like for your back. Like the ladies have.
Yeah, but it can be a cheaper one. Even like, you know, what you hold a frame with, those little hooks that you just, they're stick-ons. And then you can just, everyone puts their masks and they hook them up under the table.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to fall off on the floor.
It needs to be in a closed thing.
Why? They're on our mouths when they're not closed. Why does it have to be closed when we're sitting there having something to eat?
I'm not the doctor. Just, is what I read.
Yeah, I didn't. No, you don't need to close it up.
No, but then your knees touching it.
No, it's under the table to the left or right of you, so you don't have to put the mask. Because I saw a lot of people with their masks on the table. I mean, we went to a restaurant the other day and I put my mask on the table. I thought, I don't want to put it on my table. Put it in my pocket. And then I put my mask on, realized that I had it inside out. So I was now putting on my mouth what I had on the outside. Do you know what I mean?
Which defeats the purpose.
I then sanitize my mouth. It's like, oh, mask life.
They say that, like, cloth masks aren't good.
Really?
No. Yeah.
I just wonder how Batman did it all this time.
I know. He didn't wear a mask, though.
Yeah, he didn't have
like
a
on
mask
his
on his face, on his mouth.
He's got a great chin, Batman, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, true. His face, his mouth was able. That's why I guess he...
You're thinking like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. I mean, how did Spider-Man do it?
If you put the mask under your chin, is that okay? Like, because I took the kids yesterday for McDonald's, and we put our masks under our chins while we're eating,
yeah,
and when we
fine.
Finish, we put it back on.
Yeah, that's okay, Eddie. You're fine there, mate. I allow that.
Dr. Rossi says it's okay. There is a new viral challenge going around the world.
If you're looking for ways to waste time, this would be it, right?
100%. But anyone can do this. You need a computer.
Yes. Our good friend Martin Avari has gone viral with this. It's the Spacebar Challenge.
So basically what you got to do here is get a spacebar like so.
Like on a computer keyboard.
Yeah.
And you got to see how many times you can hit the spacebar in 20 seconds. The world record, 210. Now, we're using double fingers.
Yeah.
You could do it anyway. There are no rules, right? Like, you can do it anyway.
I'm guessing there is no rules. So what we're going to do right now on our computer, and you guys can do this wherever you are, when you get home or when you're at the office, just literally go to Google and just type spacebar counter. It will come up.
Spacebar counter.
All right, spacebar counter. We've got 20 seconds.
Okay.
Pretty Malik.
Yes.
Are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
On your marks.
Yep.
Get set.
Yep.
Go.
Time's off.
20 seconds on right now.
Wow, pretty.
Look at that speed that she's got, ladies and gentlemen.
Flexibility.
Am I doing well?
Yeah, you're doing well. You got 10 seconds left.
Come on, pretty.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, she's slowing down a little bit, though. This is the spacebar challenge.
Four, three, two, one.
Oh,
stop.
What'd you get?
134.
Wow, 134 in 20 seconds. Now, the world record was 210.
Oh, so okay, that's not bad, right?
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
Okay.
Rossi.
Rossi. Okay.
Now, remember, you can just go to spacebar counter on Google, guys, and you'll be able to bring this up. Give it a go. 210 in 20 seconds is the record. Are we ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Rossi, on your marks. Get set. Go.
Two hands.
Yeah, two hands is better.
He's not too bad. He's not too bad here. Rossi, well done. He's just gone halfway. That's 10 seconds. No. 8 seconds to go, Rossi. Keep going. Oh, he's already there.
Come on, Rossi.
Looks like he's even beating Pretty's record. And that's time.
158.
Not bad. 158.
That's really good.
I really thought you would have gone slower than Pretty.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be quick as well.
All right.
My small fingers.
Are you ready?
Okay, ready.
I'm out of breath after that.
I'll show you how to do this, guys.
Okay.
On your marks. Get set. Tell me what.
Okay, it, ready?
Three, two, one, go!
Go, 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 go. He's going very fast.
I'm Lebanese. I can do good things with my fingers.
What? That makes no sense. Keep going. Halfway mark.
Look at the speed.
Go, go, go. Go, go.
Five, four, three,
oh, yes!
Two, one, stop.
191!
Yay! Yay!
He's won it. He's beat me.
Hey, wait. The record is 210.
So I'm 19 off the record.
Do
right?
it once more.
Hold on. We should get Guinness Book of Records involved in
Do
this.
Do it again. See if you get 191.
You could break the world record.
But I'm wondering if it's only with one finger. Because if it's you got two fingers, you can get that speed.
I'm going to have a look.
How does it? That actually takes some fitness.
Wait, like, what did you type?
I'm puffing and puffing. This is not easy.
Space. I know.
So listen, go on a Google. Okay, go on a Google. Type in spacebar counter. It will come up on your computer. Get a stopwatch. 20 seconds. The score to beat is, what was it? 210.
210.
That's the world record. I just got 191. If you beat me, let me know. We've just filmed this. We'll throw it up on the gram so you can see it shortly. Reza is in it right now. What's going on? Uh-oh. Reza? Oh, yep.
Oh, what's happening there?
He's turned into an alien.
Hello, Reza.
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 Are you there?
We are a supercomputer, Virgin Radio.
Reza.
Hey, I can hear you now.
Okay. Hello, I'm
back. What were you doing? What were you doing? Like, did Nala not set you up on the phone to talk on the radio? Did Nala not say, like, because Nala's one job here on our show is to make sure that every caller that gets on the radio is just ready to go. And we've gone, good morning, Reza. And then there's silence, which means you've now put her job on the line.
Okay, let's do it again.
All right. Well, hold on. Nala, you speak to Reza and tell him what he's got to do before he goes on.
Yeah.
No. Do it now. Into the microphone. Into the microphone. Go ahead. Ready?
Okay. I usually go like...
No. You're talking to Reza. We're not on.
He can hear you.
Yeah, he can
hear
you.
Okay, Reza, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, just make sure you remove it from speakerphone and Bluetooth and headsets to speak to the guys. The guys are going to say good morning, so just go straight to it.
The Bluetooth was stuck. That's why. Sorry.
All right. You finish? Okay, so now he's on hold. I'm going to pretend the song's just finishing now.
Yeah,
hold on 1 second. Hold on. Love this. Savage. Virgin Radio. Morning, the Chris Fade Show. It's 8:11. You know what, Savage? The traffic in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Reza, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yay! What's going on, bro? How are you?
All good. Been 5 months out of Dubai and now back. And first thing in the morning, radio on, listening to you guys, and nothing has been changed. You are all same. Nothing has been, you know.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Reza,
Nothing changed. It's still on.
Pretty, you are still the big sister of Chris and Rossi. You're taking care of everything there, you know, putting
Jeez.
The guys to the right path.
Thanks. I just want to clarify, I am the youngest.
Yeah, she's the youngest on the team, but she's the most mature of the two of us.
I agree with that.
Exactly.
So where are you? Where are you driving into right now?
Actually, I'm driving. I don't know. Where did you get that? I'm in Abu Dhabi traffic. I'm driving.
He doesn't know.
Oh, so you're stuck in it. It's been about an hour and 45 minute delays. You're in it right now, are you?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Wait, did you get out of it?
Did you just lying to us? Hold on, let's bring Nala back on. Nala. Nala, I said, can we talk to people that are stuck in the Abu Dhabi traffic? Reza, where are you?
I'm in Jebel Ali in front of a gas station. Get something and then go back to work to VIP 2.
Did you lie to Nala and say that you were on the way to Abu Dhabi?
No. You can go and read my SMS.
Okay. All right. Well, listen.
I sent an SMS that I have missed you guys. Same thing.
Oh, I love you.
Nala's job definitely on the line after that.
So, Chris, you went scuba diving, looked amazing, but then you just followed it up by saying something went wrong.
It was amazing. It was my first scuba diving expedition. I just got my license last week. I've only done the training in the ocean, you know, like the smaller ones. Mm. This one was my full ocean dive on a boat where you just jump into the water and it's just, you can't see below you. It's that deep.
So this is obviously different from when you're learning because you walk into the water, right?
Yeah, we've been walking into the water or I've been doing it in a swimming pool. So this is the first time that I'm now jumping off a boat.
Like you're in the middle.
I'm with all like scuba divers. Like this is what they do. They're all like they're a clan, you know. They've all got their terminologies. Everyone's really confident. They're all putting their own equipment on and there I am in the back going, oh, I don't know what I'm doing.
I can just imagine Chris trying to get in on the conversation.
No, I was freaking out.
What watch do you have? What do you do with them? Which one regulator are you using?
So there was two boats.
Yeah.
About 9 people on each boat.
Wow.
And we had a bunch of dive masters with us, which was really good. So these are like the elite divers. They know everything. And we had more than we needed. The reason why is I actually hired my own personal dive master just to be with me.
Good job.
Yeah. Can we just say that again? Say it again.
Ronaldo, I hired him just for me for the whole day. You're supposed to share them. And I didn't, for my own anxiety levels, I knew that I just needed, because he's my trainer. He's the guy that got me in on this.
Right.
So I knew that I just needed him by me for the first one.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make my first big dive with some guy that I don't know or girl.
You trust Ronaldo.
I trust him. We've got a rapport. So I called him. I'm like, bro, how much is it going to cost to just have you with me for the whole day? And he looked after me.
But you know what I have to say?
Yep.
Instead of you just saying I'm not going to go because I don't feel comfortable,
yep,
you made it so that you can go. So that's good.
And I'm there. Brianna loves scuba diving. She's been doing scuba diving for about a year. Our friends Michael and Louisa are there. Mm. It's a very good, like, it's the first time I feel like I'm included in this cool clan. Like, I got my wetsuit on. I got everything ready to go. Like, I'm pumped, right? We're doing a 20-meter dive, right? A 20-meter dive down. So you basically take this boat out for 30 minutes.
Right.
And then you're in the middle of the ocean and you just jump in and then there's a rope, right? There's a rope. And it's a little scary because you just seen this rope go just into the deep, right?
Yeah.
And you hold onto the rope. That's how you go down.
Okay.
Now.
What went wrong?
It's a 30-minute boat ride.
Mm.
I vomited the whole way there.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
Oh. I got seasick.
On the boat.
Okay. I got seasick within like 3 minutes.
I thought he was going to say something happened in the dive.
No, the dive was perfect. The only time I felt fine was in the water. So this 30-minute boat ride, it was very rough seas that day in Fujairah. This was on Saturday. And so as we start going, like as soon as it starts, I'm thinking to myself, I do this one. Anyone else feeling a bit sick? Oh, they're all scuba divers. They're on boats every day. They're like, no, it's all right. You'll be fine, mate. You'll be fine. And then about like 5 minutes into it, I'm like, Brianna, I go, babe, I'm going to vomit. She's like, are you serious? I said, I'm going to vomit. They're like, did you take the pill? Because you're supposed to take this pill. Yeah. I said, I didn't want to take the pill because if I took that pill, it was going to make me anxious that I took a pill.
So I didn't
take the pill.
Right.
So there I am. The whole journey, 30 minutes on this boat.
Don't do that.
And it's just going into the water. And like, they're all just, they're on with their day. Like, they don't even care. I'm just over the boat vomiting, right? We get to the site where we're going to dive now. And it's getting bad. Now, because the boat's stationary.
Yeah.
It's like rocking.
It's rocking even worse. I go to the guys, I got to get off the boat. And they're like, just get in the water. You'll feel better when you're in the water.
Mm.
So Ronaldo, my dive master, just straps me in like, quickly, come here. He's putting on the scuba gear. It's not easy to put the scuba gear on. I'm putting the flippers, the goggles, everything. And then now I am vomiting. I'm still vomiting whilst I'm doing this. And in my head, I'm like, I'm just about to go 20 meters under the water here for the first time. I'm already freaking out about that. But at the same time, I'm now vomiting. I'm like, do I just get out of this and bail? And I'm like, well, the only other thing if I'm going to bail is I'm going to be on this boat for the next hour as everyone else dives. So I can't stay in the boat. If I stay in the boat, I know I'm just going to sit there and vomit.
Right.
So I've never done, you know, in the movies you see the scuba divers go backwards from the boat.
Yeah.
I've never done this before.
Why do you have to do that?
Because it's easier, supposedly. So they all just pop me up like I'm literally like a rag doll, and I'm like, bleh, bleh. So these guys listen to the show. They know me.
How embarrassing. I just want to know, Brianna. Was Brianna like...
She was, I think, embarrassed. She's like, oh, my God.
These are her dive buddies.
This is the husband that I've got coming. So they literally just go, cross your legs, put your hand on your face, we're pushing you back. They're pushing me back. I'm now...
into the regulator.
I'm in the ocean. Yep, I'm in the ocean. And as I go under, all I see is the deep blue sea. I'm now freaking out. And I'm now on my own in the water. This thing that you call BCD is now jacked up. And I'm floating in the water.
To the top, yeah.
And I'm vomiting. I'm now in the water.
Still?
I'm in the water on my own. Got this.
Stop. Would you stop with the sound?
Surely it must be dry retching by now.
It's dry reaching, yeah. It's just like nothing's coming out.
Stop. Would you stop?
Ronaldo, the legend, my dive master, just suits himself up, dives in with me. He's just holding my hand. Here I am, a grown 40-year-old man being held by this Filipino dive master who's half the size of me. He's like, you okay?
You must be so chilled.
He's like, we're going to go under now. We go under, you'll feel better. Just, we're going to go under. I said, I don't know if I can go under, man. I'm scared. I'm diving right now.
Oh,
he's like, you know everything you got to do. He's like, once you get under, you'll be all right. So there we go. I start going under the water. I'm now dragging. I'm vomiting inside my regulator. So I'm like this. Swallow it.
Yuck, yuck.
This is my first scuba diving experience.
This is disgusting.
I think I'm going to vomit.
And then he's telling me, take the regular out, spit it out. Like, spit the vomit out. Don't swallow it. I'm like, bleh. Anyway.
Can you stop with that sound?
We get to about 15 meters. We're chilling there in the middle, down in the ocean, waiting for everyone else to come. Because no one else is suited up.
Well done.
It's just that I've just been. So now we're just sitting there waiting for everyone. We end up going 24 meters. And we have the most beautiful scuba diving experience that I've ever had. Like, it was so amazing. We saw huge turtles. We saw seahorses, parrotfishes. It's amazing. Like, so peaceful, so calming. The nausea left.
Oh, that's good.
It was just amazing. We're under the water for about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
We then come up. And as you come up, you've got to descend slowly. So we're there for, like, in the middle of the, like, at about 5 meters, you have to stay there for about 3 or 4 minutes, because if you don't stay there, when you come up, you could die.
Oh, good to know. Good to know.
So that's really cool. Your lungs can explode.
Pierce your eardrums and that.
Yeah, so I'm... But the whole scuba diving was amazing. But it was just the boat trip.
How was the boat trip back?
So I felt fine coming out. I then get myself back on the boat. Start vomiting again the whole way back. I vomited for 30 minutes on the whole... The whole way, they're like, how was I? I said, it's amazing.
And I was really happy for you. I thought, oh, he's found something him and Brianna like to do together.
Yeah.
I think that's a special thing.
Yeah,
but I also told Brianna, like, you know, you can go scuba diving on your own sometimes. I'm not going to be always here. She's like, okay, great, babe.
That's a lie.
No, it will happen. Because after we did the first dive, which I vomited for all the way there, we then did a second dive. But it was only a 4-minute boat trip from where we needed to be on the land.
Mm.
And so I tapped out after the first dive. I got myself out of the boat and just sat there. And I said to the guys, I'm out. And then Ronaldo, my dive master, said, come on, just come out. It's 4 minutes. You'll feel better. And I said, oh, no, I'm okay. And he's like, come on, you'll be all right. So we went out there again, got on the boat for 4 minutes, vomited for those 4 minutes. the boats, it was really rough. It was really rough. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Chris.
What's up, bro? You got a cure for my sickness?
You heard of beetroot?
Of course, beetroot. I like beetroot. Yeah, the red vegetable.
There we go, the red vegetable. So I got diving in South Africa. The guy says to me, you have to have a whole tin an hour before you go to sea.
Bro, that is a disaster waiting to happen.
No. So I take I take the Halton, 5 minutes on the boat, chundering just like you all over the show. I look at the skipper. I said to him, I thought you said this stuff would help. He looks at me, he said, I didn't say it would help. He said, I just said it would make a pretty pink color and it hits the water.
Of course, because it's a disaster waiting to happen. You have beetroot, and then you're going to exhale beetroot from your mouth. My gosh. Yeah, I think I've got to take the pill. I've got to take that pill that everyone...
The pill, it works.
Does it work?
You know,
it works.
Is it the same, like, it's like a motion sickness thing, right? I remember taking it once, and it just made me violently ill, like, violently throw up. It just did the reverse thing to me.
I don't know. That's why I didn't want to take the pill just before I was going scuba diving, because I'm like, I haven't really taken this pill before. The last thing I want to do is introduce a new substance into my body before I go under the water, you know? But
next time, take both, the pill and the beetroot.
And see what happens there. Fair enough. Sakshi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Good morning.
You going to go scuba diving now?
I just went 2 weeks back, actually, but I really want to know where you went for the 20-meter dive, because I've not found any placement deep here.
We went off Fujera. I don't know exactly where it was.
I'm guessing you would have to go with, like, a dive center,
went from the Royal Beach, I think.
Yeah, off the Royal Beach, but where we went diving is not a usual place. It actually goes down to 24 meters. Which, because I had two dive masters with me side by side, they allowed me to go down with them, which was pretty cool, man. It was, but you know, Sakshi, be it 14 meters or 24 meters, it's all the same. You don't know, like, it's not like it's.
I know, but I've been 12 meters when I went to get my license, like my second dive. I went 12 meters also in Fujera.
Yeah.
But that was during the winter, so the marine life wasn't as good, because of the summer it's much better because the ocean is just quieter.
Yeah, where we went, they've actually put three boats underneath the water as reefs. So they've actually purposely sunk three boats many years ago. And now this beautiful reef is there.
Oh, that's
where
cool.
these turtles. Yeah, it's really amazing. The company that I go with, who I pay for, is it's called Bermuda Diving. And these guys sort of know the spots. But I'm sure most diving places know the good spots as well. Mm. But guys, get your license if you've been thinking about it. Rahina, I know you're in the middle of doing your scuba diving license. Are you enjoying it?
Well, no, I'm not in the middle of it. I haven't started it yet. I'm going to book it soon, hopefully.
Get on it. Honestly, you'll love it. Once you're under the water, and from me, who's a very anxious sort of individual, especially when I'm out of my comfort zone, actually under the water, I'm fine. And you'll love the experience, Rahina. You actually escape it. And for the first time, you're escaping the coronavirus. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There's no coronavirus. You're like, you can just go down. You'll be like, wow, there's no virus here.
That's so true.
You know what I mean?
That's so true.
Get on it, guys. Do something that's sort of get out of your comfort zone, no matter what it is. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. Good morning. We're out of here. Before we get out of here, I want to give you this more of a chance. Sheena is up next, right? Giving you another chance to guess those five celebrity laughs.
Yep.
You need to identify the celebrities in the correct order. You'll win in a villa. Rent free for the year. Can you believe it? This is it. Have a listen. Welcome to Virgin Radio's At Home in Dubai.
Now, the answer that we got this morning, out of the five, one was correct.
Now, if you want to go look at what she answered this morning, because we know that one of them is correct, we don't know which one, go to virginradiodubai.com.
You're going to start to work it out.
Okay.
Yep.
Get on it. Villa, rent-free for the year. Yes, please. Tomorrow's Tuesday already. Short week. Larsa Pippen joins us on the show. Have a great day. From myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy, Eddie, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.